Hare Krishna. Back in Budapest, on my way to New Rajadhan, just for the day, to see Radha Shyam and just to have a couple of meetings, because I've been to India so long, my whole schedule is a bit sort of topsy-turvy. And then I'll be back this evening. Tomorrow, midday, I'm headed off to Toronto, just for my aunt's 100th anniversary celebration on Sunday. And then Monday, I return to Hungary, and I'll be here, arrive here on Tuesday. And this morning, we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam and demigods offering prayers to Prahlad Maharaj. Particularly this category of demigods. We were saying that previously in assemblies we were glorifying you and thus became very famous, but this demon stopped us from doing so and thus we lost our fame. And it was quite interesting. Of course, the demigods couldn't pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. He was so angry. When you have anger, then somehow or another, to pacify it, you need to be able to balance, get something that really sort of balances off the extent of that anger. And no, what to speak of something like this? We lost our fame of being able to glorify, but now we can be famous again. Something that Nrisimhadev was very keen on hearing, certainly wasn't going to pacify him. And of course it goes on like that. Different demigods, according to their level of Krishna consciousness, offer different prayers, but ultimately Lord Brahma gets the message that Lord Nrisimhadev is not going to be pacified. And although Krishna is very tolerant, but Yadi Vaishnava Paradi Uti Hati Mata Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Shukra Goswami, when it comes to offenses to devotees, he says, then I uproot their devotional creeper. So one has to be very careful about offense to Vaishnavas. Krishna doesn't tolerate, he just won't tolerate it. And about balancing off anger in the escapade of the Shankachuda stealing gopis. Read about it in the Bhagavatam. Rupa Goswami describes it a little differently in Lalita Madhava. But in any case, he cites Krishna saying this very interesting thing. He says, my only lamentation is that when I kill you, I won't be able to torture you forever. That's a pretty far out thing to say. Krishna is lamenting that he can't torture you forever, and that's a long time. So, yeah, better be killed at the hand of the Lord. That's like a kindness by comparison to being tortured forever, but it indicates how angry, well, you can just imagine if someone actually tries to steal Srimati Radharani, how angry Krishna is going to be. Anyhow, Prahlad Maharaj, his anger couldn't be assuaged, and so Lord Brahma gave Prahlad Maharaj a garland, and he said, "You go, and you pacify him." And of course, Prahlad Maharaj is in a different category of Vaishnava from the rest of the demigods that we read about in Brihad Bhagavatamrita in both parts, especially the first part, Mahajana Yevna Gata Sapanta. He's one of the Mahajana. And Prabhupada lectured a lot and spoke a lot about this, but one of the points that he raised was Prahlad Maharaj was a little boy. Here were all these powerful demigods, and then here came this little boy, a helpless little boy, who was really helpless. And he came forward, and he was completely fearless. Why? Bhaya dvitiya abhinivesita syat, because he had no dvitiya. He had no secondary identity. He didn't identify with his body. He was completely on the spiritual platform. And of course, not only was he a great devotee, not only was he very bold, but here was this little child. And when Lord Nrisimhadev saw that little boy coming forward, then Prabhupada says automatically his paternal feelings awoke. They balanced off his anger at Hiranyakashipu, and probably I can say that his anger was further fueled by the demigods as well and their prayers. And then Prahlad Maharaj, Lord Nrisimhadev blessed Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj spoke such wonderful things. Naido Vijay Duraturantaravai Taranyasya Dvirya. Prabhupada spoke so much on Prahlad Maharaj's prayers. Not in Bhagavatam, but in some other Puranic reference. This pastime is described in many references. There, Nrisimhadev says to Prahlad Maharaj, don't come to me in such a formal way. That doesn't satisfy me. He says, you just treat me like a relative, like your father. And then he takes Prahlad Maharaj and puts him on his lap and smells his head and pats his head. So what was Prahlad Maharaj's quality? And of course, yeah, there were others, but simplicity. And this is one of the 26 qualities of a Vaishnava, something that Gaur Govinda Maharaj would often quote. Kutinati jiva hingsa loba puja nishidachar. Kutinati, duplicity. When someone's not duplicitous, when they're straightforward, when they're very open and honest, like that. That's a Vaishnava. And Prahlad Maharaj was also like that. So this type of simplicity. Vaishnavas are simple-hearted and forgiving. Lord Nrisimhadev, he was just so angry. But Prahlad Maharaj never got angry. He was always respectful, whatever his father did. Asuriya Varyade, you know, old best of Asuras, always very, very, although very straightforward, but very respectful. And after Nrisimhadev said, ask something, I want to give you some benediction, Prahlad Maharaj says, no, I'm not a merchant, I don't serve you for benedictions. Then he finally said, forgive my father. And Lord Nishangadev says that already goes without saying, because he's related to you. In fact, all the demons related to Prahlad Maharaj, they were forgiven by Krishna. Like Dhenukasura, he was also related to Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj wouldn't Lord Krishna wouldn't kill him, but Balaram killed him, but Nishingadev didn't. So simple-hearted Vaishnavas, we want to be simple-hearted Vaishnavas, and that will please Krishna. Hare Krishna.